Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
FRA cautions farmers against selling maize at giveaway prices. The Business Regulatory Review Agency says property rate remissions to ease cost of doing business. Zelensky says failure of U.S. envoys to visit Kyiv is disrespectful. With the main news, I'm Peter Botha. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has cautioned farmers across the country against selling their maize at giveaway prices. FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwe says while farmers need to generate income from their hard work, selling their entire harvest immediately after production, especially while the crop is still in the field, can lead to losses and unintended consequences for both households and the wider national food system. Mr. Chipandwe advised farmers to retain reasonable quantities of their produce for future household consumption and use the same stock as a buffer against unforeseen circumstances such as drought, market fluctuations, or supply disruptions. He said maintaining reserves help to ensure food security at both household and national levels. Additionally, gradual and strategic selling can enable farmers to benefit from better market prices over time rather than disposing of all produce when supply is high and prices are low, said Mr. Chipandwe in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. He added that the agency remains committed to providing a reliable market as required by law, urging farmers to seek guidance from local agricultural officers under the Ministry of Agriculture on best practices for post-harvest management and current crop marketing prices.
Therefore, farmers are strongly encouraged to retain reasonable quantities of their produce for future household consumption and use the same stock as a buffer against unforeseen circumstances such as drought, market fluctuations, or supply disruptions. Maintaining reserves helps to ensure food security at both domestic or household level and national level. Additionally, gradual and strategic selling can enable farmers to benefit from better market prices over time.
Development Aid from People to People, DAP Zambia, says the purchase and use of second-hand clothes is one way of fighting climate change. DAP Communications Officer McDonald Mayaba said second-hand clothes are recycled garments that help reduce pressure on the textile industry to produce new clothing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mayaba said studies by the United Nations Environment Programme show that producing a single pair of jeans requires between 3,000 and 10,000 liters of water from sourcing raw materials to the final product. If these clothes can be recycled and their lifespan prolonged, this would greatly reduce pressure on the demand for the textile industry to produce more new clothes, said Mr. Mayaba. He added that further studies show the textile industry is the second largest consumer of global water resources and accounts for 8% of global carbon dioxide emissions, highlighting its significant environmental impact. Mr. Mayaba said extending the lifespan of clothes helps ease pressure on the textile industry while contributing to the reducing of carbon emissions.
About 60% of the clothes that we put on are made from some type of plastic, polyethylene and so on and so forth, nylon. And so the plastic that if it's dumped into the our wasteland, the plastic goes into our environment, into our water systems, into our food chain, and ultimately that may lead to diseases. Various diseases, and research has shown that prolonging the lifespan of clothes releases pressure on the demand for new ones, so that we can give the environment an opportunity to breathe, an opportunity.
The Business Regulatory Review Agency has noted with optimism measures being implemented by local authorities across the country to review and reduce property rates through remission initiatives. Agency Executive Director Sharon Sichilongo said the interventions will address and put to rest persistent concerns raised by the private sector regarding the high cost of property rates, which have for some time been cited as a key impediment to business growth and investment. Mrs. Sichilongo noted that the move by local authorities to reduce property rates is in line with government policy guidance aimed at fostering a more conducive business environment and reducing the cost of doing business. She further observed that the reduction of property rates is expected to provide immediate financial relief to businesses and property owners, thereby improving cash flow, supporting business continuity, and enabling reinvestment into productive activities. Lowering property rates will not only ease the financial burden on businesses, but will also incentivize compliance, as more property owners will be willing and able to settle their obligations under more affordable terms, said Mrs. Sichilongo in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today by agency senior public relations officer Masie Mulenga. She said, contrary to concerns about potential revenue losses, the reductions have the potential to broaden and strengthen the revenue base for local authorities. Mrs. Sichilongo has since commended local authorities that have taken a proactive lead in implementing these measures, including Lusaka City Council and Petauke Town Council. She has called on other local authorities to take similar action and heed the policy directive in order to reduce the financial burden on businesses and the general public, enhance compliance levels, and contribute to a more competitive and inclusive economic landscape. August 2026, Lusaka mayoral aspirant Simon Chitambala Mwewa has called on enhanced enforcement on billboard placement regulations under the Local Government Act, Chapter 281 of the Laws of Zambia, which empowers local authorities to control advertisements and outdoor signage. Speaking on the Ballot Talk program on Radio Christian Voice in Lusaka today, Mr. Chitambala has expressed concern over weak enforcement by council police officers, adding that the current staffing level of approximately 105 officers is insufficient to effectively oversee a city with an estimated population of over 4 million people. Mr. Mwewa further alleged that with more than 250 illegal billboards currently erected across Lusaka, revenue generated from these structures is not being properly remitted to the local authority, a situation he described as unacceptable and detrimental to the city's governance and revenue collection. He emphasized the existing laws are adequate and that priority should be on consistent and transparent enforcement, urging members of the public to comply with the law by removing any unauthorized posters and banners.
Do you know how many council police we have in the city? 105. A paltry, measly, minuscule, infinitesimal 105 council police work at. In a city of 4 million people, there are more than 250 illegal billboards just in Lusaka City alone. That surplus of illegal billboards, do you know where the money goes? It goes to those chaps there at the local authority, underhanded payments, at the expense of the city. Do you know that there's a law that prohibits the erection, the installation of any sign on a tree or a power line?
In African news, South Africa's police chief has been formally charged with failing in his duties to provide proper oversight in his role following a health contract that has become the subject of a criminal investigation. General Fani Musemola, 62, was summoned to court over his alleged part in the awarding of a controversial $21 million tender, which has since been cancelled. He has been charged with violating part of South Africa's Public Finance Management Act, which governs how public finances are managed. Coming up shortly, Zelensky says failure of